Blog Talk Radio.
Glamour, Fearless with Diva Talk Radio.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Because we are ready to take the corner.
One more.
Honey, love has come and gone, and we are moving on. Are you ready to dance with us, baby? Come on.
Hello, Divas. Welcome to a special edition of Diva Talk Radio, a radio show dedicated to women living with, at risk, and affected by diabetes. I'm your host, Mr. Diva Bedick, and I'm on a quest to glamorize good health. Sit back, relax, and get inspired, because tonight we're putting the spotlight on one of my good friends and colleagues. This woman has inspired me to achieve better health, and I'm hoping she's going to inspire you tonight. So I'm excited she's joining us. She's America's number one energy conductor, and please feel free to call in at 347-215-8551. That's 347-215-8551. I see our phone lines are blinking up, so Voltage is probably picking up the phone again. Or feel free to visit our website, divabedick.org. You could watch videos, play games, check out our calendar listings, and take advantage of some of our diva-sized discounts. Now, let's see if High Voltage is on the air. Hello, High Voltage?
Can you hear me, sweetie?
Yes, I can. Welcome to the show.
Well, energy up. The music got me so pumped up, we blew a fuse.
You know, I rarely give testimonials, Voltage, but I'm going to tell everyone that I met you approximately 3 to 4 years ago, and you really inspired me to take better care of myself and to stay healthy. And you're just such an inspiration and a great form of encouragement every day. I'm just so proud and thankful to have you on the show tonight.
Well, right back at you, baby. It takes energy to recognize energy. And, again, I'm happy to be here. And anything that can get the word out there and the message out there for empowerment and helping us all to be the best that we can be, because that's what we deserve. You know me. I'm down. Double down.
I know. And why are you so dedicated to the cause of really helping not only today's youth, but you've helped millions of people as well as celebrity clients, average Americans like myself, to stay healthy and upbeat about staying on track with their health goals and agendas. So how come you got inspired to do that?
Max, it's amazing when people say to me, you seem that you're happy all the time. I mean, how can that be? When, Max, when you've been as down as I know what it's like to be in a very dark place. You know, when I was younger, horrible drug issues, alcohol issues, you know, bulimia, anorexia, so out of control, you know, committed for long periods of time, you know, really hurting myself, burning myself. And when I came out of that, honey, and, you know, the fog lifted, my energy, you know, the high voltage, that's what that is. It's the natural high that we all have that helps us turn into universal energy. When all of that darkness lifted, I'm just so happy not to be that way. And I know the difference. And once you've been, you know, you don't, not everybody has to hit bottom the way I did. But once you've just really opened your eyes, honey, to being your best, living your best, and it's not that difficult. People make it difficult, but it's not.
So you, just a backstory, you were dancing in Los Angeles, you were using all kinds of recreational drugs as well as alcohol, and then you got clean and sober.
Yes.
And then you began, you found that you were having issues around food, correct?
Max, right on the money. And it's interesting because I always say that I'm actually lucky that I'm an alcoholic, because when I got sober and went through the AA program, Energy Up is set up very similar to AA or any recovery program. People need to recover from chemicals and things they put into their body, whether it's alcohol, whether it's drugs, whether for millions of people it's sugar and salty processed foods, they're all the same. You know, that's why Energy Up is built on the addiction model, putting the word out there. And when I talk to people and I see how they beat themselves up for behavior, if they don't understand what they're doing is brain chemistry and they're putting themselves down, and it breaks my heart when I see that, because I just want to shake them or hug them and say, you don't have to feel this way. And I'm Energy Up. I'm not trying to take anything away from you. I want to give you and help you plug into energy and feeling amazing. So
now, this is a great great. I love this mantra that you have, but I just want to, I know we're going to have lots of callers tonight, so I want to urge people, if they want to talk to High Voltage, please call 347-215-8551. I want to back up the Energy Up program you're talking about. You have a website, energyup.org. It's an in-school program specifically aimed at girls, talking about the five very important principles, which we're going to get to later on in the show. But one of the key mantras that you're always saying is, you don't want, you can have anything you want, you just don't want to eat that. So how did that philosophy come around? Because I know you're really into words are power, affirmation.
Well, words are power. And again, it's with Energy Up and myself specifically, because originally Energy Up, everything was to heal myself. And then it became for others. But when I say to people, you know, it's never, no, you're not allowed to have that. You know, you're going to cheat bad. With Energy Up, you think what you want, eat what you want, do what you want, but you only want things that empower you. And I promise you, trust me, if you actually do that and buy into it, and one day at a time you can do anything. Let's say sugar is your issue, and when you start eating things that have sugar in it, you can't stop. And believe me, if somebody's listening in right now, if that's them, they know what that is. You know, once you start eating something or drinking something, there's a switch that you just can't shut it off. Once you realize what you're dealing with, and you're dealing with, you know, you're dealing with brain chemistry issues and compulsive behavior, once you don't even do that one day at a time, it starts to lift. And it's not a difficult thing to do. Difficult is living, hating yourself, beating yourself up. I mean, that's hard. My way is letting that crap go. All I want to get rid of is the excess weight, the misery, the depression, and have you get accustomed to looking at food and thoughts as fuel and empowerment. And it's, life is supposed to, it's like a game, but once you learn the rules and what works for you, we're meant to be happy, joyful, and winning. I've turned 64, Max. I feel better, stronger, sexier, and all you women out there, as we age, we get better. So I'm excited because I believe this with my heart and soul, Max.
I know you do, and you look fantastic. And if people want to see pictures of you, they could go to energyup.org or any of those celebrity sites and check you out. Now, what High Voltage was talking about is some basic principles behind her addiction model, which was something you proved using the Girls in Your Energy Up program, that people do have trigger food addictions. You always say to me, it's not so much about people's willpower. It's about a chemical imbalance. So if people are, I think you described once about sitting around eating raw cookie dough. If you can't stop eating that raw cookie dough and every day you wake up hating yourself, it could be more going on than your willpower. So I kind of try to encapsulate that because I know that's such a big process, and I've seen the light go off High Voltage when you're talking to women who have these issues about realizing that it's not just about beating themselves up.
It's not about beating themselves up, and it's not because there's something wrong with them or they have no willpower or, you know, there's negative issues going on. It's brain chemistry. Now, most people understand alcoholism. And they understand that once you get sober, that's when your life really starts. Well, if you're eating foods that run your life, it doesn't matter what is going on in your life, you are going to be less empowered, ultimately out of control. And when everybody is just so focused, it's like we focus on the wrong things. If we put in energizing thoughts, power foods into our life, work your body, you know, like move, do some sort of fitness every day, even if it's just putting music on and dancing, and doing your affirmations, words of power, and kindness and gratitude. If you wake up, we live in a country, we can be anything we want. We turn on a water, you know, a sink, there's water coming out of the faucets. I mean, we live in America, for God's sakes. On our worst day, people all over the world would change places with us. We've just got to kind of embrace who we are and get rid of the nonsense. Stop watching so much television that shows such unrealistic nonsense and, you know, commercials. And, you know, you've really got to educate yourself and Energy Up.
Well,
is
and one
an
of your hot
program.
Button words is detox. So
yes.
I know earlier this year, even though you have been walking and talking the program for many decades, we still have to talk about the Catskills. We have to talk about Asbury Park. We have to talk about the body in your trunk of the car. But first, like, detox. Tell me, you did some detoxing earlier this summer.
Dear friends of mine, the New York Times bestseller a few years ago called Martha's Vineyard 21 Pounds, 21 Days Detox Diet. It's not really a diet. They just knew that word would sell more books, which, of course, it did. But it's the actual program, and it's juicing and, you know, taking different supplements and colonics and really just organic foods into your system. It's best, you know, to take, if you can do this for a few days, to do it in an atmosphere where you can really kind of, like, relax. Because for the first couple of days, even though, Max, I'm so healthy and I've, you know, been eating this way for 30 years, you know, we just live in a toxic environment, and we just have to become aware of that. So you need to clean your taste buds up. When people say to me, here's a big one, you know, because salt is really not a good thing, and most foods that are really bad for us are very salty and most processed foods. But if you use salt in your diet a lot, your taste buds are dead. But if you just go for a three-day cleanse and for 3 days consciously not use anything with any salt added to it, you'll be able to taste again. Most of us, we can't, if something isn't really sugary, salty, and like fatty tasting, buttery, it's like millions of people can't taste. Your taste buds are dead. But that can change, and it can change in a fairly small period of time. So,
and you've seen it change in some of the most difficult people out there, which are teenagers. And I've been there with you and watched how these girls change within a week, what their flavors are, what they think their favorite foods are, just in the process of spending a day with you.
Well, our girls, and, you know, we're teen inner-city girls focused here in New York. We started at Mother Cabrini High School, and we're also in the Young Women's Leadership Schools. But kids want, we figured out a way how to really talk to them and how to get their attention. And once you start bringing in really healthy food and letting them have the opportunity to really taste it and work with them, things change quickly. And, again, the girls start, the taste buds start coming back. And when one of the girls will come in to me, they go, "Fall's age, I was in the mall and my friends, I had to go into Mickey D's or McDonald's with them. Ew, that stuff looks nasty." I get so excited, because when you really start changing what you want, that's when your life really starts to change. It's not about, I'm not allowed to eat that. Ultimately, it becomes, I don't want that crap in my body. Because when you really, like, only want to put good stuff into your system, you start looking at everything different. You look at food different. You look at your friends different. You look at who you want to put in your personal, you know, space differently. And, it's again, it's not difficult. You do it one day at a time, and you just focus on you. Because the most important person, Max, and you know this, and I say it a lot, is, you know, is the relationship we have with ourselves. You really have to take care of yourself. Nobody else is really going to do that for you. I mean, that's our responsibility. It's not the government's responsibility. It's not big business's responsibility. It's our responsibility. Nobody's got a gun at our head to keep eating this crap and walking around like we're sheep.
And I want to add, because I've been working with you for, I don't even know how long now. We have to talk about how we met. We still have so much more to cover. We're going to be talking about Katie Kirk, Kelsey Grammer, Beverly Peel, the Regis and Kathy Lee show that I first discovered High Voltage on, as well as the plastic surgery controversy that surrounds High Voltage. So stay tuned. But right now, Voltage, we're going to take a quick break, and I want to remind listeners to call in on 347-215-8551 or visit our website, divabedic.org. But right now, we're going to hear about some upcoming special announcements from G.B. O'Brien. Take it away, G.B.
Season's greetings, divas and friends. G.B. O'Brien here with news you can use to make December a month to remember. If you're making a list and checking it twice, shop Diva Bedic online for great gifts and a great cause. Our shop features items for every diva and every member of a diva's entourage. Visit divabedic.org and click on shop. Next Tuesday, right here at 6 p.m., chat with Mr. Diva Bedic's Charlie's Angels, review the menu as we take on Ruby Tuesday, and meet Catherine, our diabetes numerology contestant from Metairie, Louisiana. And finally, as we say goodbye to 2010, we invite you to join us in the new year. On January 19th, Diva Bedic will be at Beth Israel Medical Center in New York City, and on February 5th, we're headed back to Philadelphia for the Diva Bedic Club. Plus, stay tuned for more online videos, games, and Diva Talk Radio. I'm out of time, so I'll pass the boa back to Mr. Diva Bedic.
All right. Thanks, GB. And I've got a special announcement for my listeners tonight. I'm actually going back to Philadelphia next Wednesday, December 15th, for an evening program. You can get all the details at divabeck.org. Even my producer doesn't know about this. Voltage, I don't know about you, but I'm always listening to music. I know you are, too. But did you know that you can now download past Diva Talk radio shows free on iTunes? That's right, listeners. All our past podcasts are available on iTunes for you. You just have to register, but they are free to get. So please check that out, or you can listen to any of the past episodes on divabedic.org. Now, we're going back to Voltage. I'm going to turn back time. Tell us about the body in the back of your trunk.
No. Well, let's just say the first time that I was on the cover of the papers here in New York wasn't when I worked out the Mets wives when they won the pennant. that was the second time I was on the cover of the New York Post and the Daily News. Back in the day, you know, the late 60s, it was the 60s, I was part of a group kind of like Upper East Side. I guess it would have been kind of, like, we were never hippies, even though, like, my boyfriend was, you know, like the hippies' drug dealer, you know, we were always kind of capitalists, but it was a very rock and roll, drug, sex, and rock and roll. I don't know how else to say it. There's no way to make it pretty, although we thought we were having fun. One of my dearest girlfriends died on my couch, and we had a funeral for her in our apartment, and I don't know if somebody, we just couldn't explain it anyway. Nobody really did anything. Everything was kind of, you know, it was a very different life, and she was put in the trunk and it floated to Staten Island, and a fisherman found it, and then we found out that her stepfather was a big mafia guy, so the police were totally confused. There was never, I mean, it was an accidental overdose, and we got a letter from the head of the Undertakers Union, you know, saying,
yeah, I think you were like a New Jersey Real Housewife. I mean, like, this is that
It was more kind of Gossip Girl meets, I don't know what.
Gossip Girl
on drugs in the 60s.
Well, you know what I love about that is, I mean, I just love how authentic you are and so real and telling people really when you say how you started to get to where you are today. I want them to know that you did climb several mountaintops. You created a program that you, not only do you stand behind, I stand behind. So many wonderful people work with you on this program. We're going to talk about that next. And you have really, I know you hate the word health, but you put a cool factor into healthy, and, you know, we both share the same kind of vision. So I really appreciate that. I want to know how you got inspired to kind of bring rock and roll into cinnamon rolls and healthier living.
Well,
anti-cinnamon rolls, I think I should say.
Well, you and I really, we're more like entertainment, exercise, entertainment, and I think some of the reasons, the way you created Divabedic, which is why we're so connected, and Energy Up, are, you know, we really are related. As I said, being the head dancer at the Whiskey A Go Go and being a part of the New York social scene, you know, at the opening of Studio 54 and very much a part of that life and that whole glam thing. Once I got sober and I was at this hotel spa for 4 months and I was there as a guest and became the director of the hotel, they asked me if I would stay there and run the hotel, and I told them if they got rid of my husband, not kill him, to get him out of there, I would stay. So I did. And when the gym, like, there was no music, so there was a nightclub in the hotel. So I took the sound system, I bought a new one for the discotheque, and I put it in the gym. And then I took all my old gowns and I had a fabulous, fabulous wardrobe. I'd been married to, like, a very high net worth individual. I started taking my gowns and cutting them off and wearing them over leotards. Remember, we're talking about the late 70s. There was no exercise world of fitness clothes or anything. And I just kind of created this look that was comfortable for me. And always working out in front of mirrors and, you know, the energy that comes from that, I just started creating this being. And it was called Kathy Dolgen's High Voltage Boogie. And somewhere along the line, High Voltage became me. And Mary Vickie's mother, who was a very famous DJ back in the day, she wrote Splish Splash, I Was Taking a Bath. She was like my Jewish mother. She brought me a gold nail with a diamond chip lightning bolt. And that was the beginning of everything.
And then, speed up, because then you're invited by Mayor Giuliani, I think at the time, to go to this school, Mother Cabrini, and give a talk. And what happened with that?
Well, I went to a luncheon right after 9/11. They were honoring Giuliani and Mother Cabrini, and I'm in one of my kind of regular kind of energy up get ups. And when they introduced me to the girls, they're like, "Oh my God, you're so cool, high voltage. What do you do?" I said, "Well, I'm a life coach, and I help people be the best they can be." They're like, "Well, could you help us?" And I spoke to one of the nuns, and I donated my time for 4 weeks, going on 9 years ago. I never left.
Time you were followed by the Today Show.
They profiled the whole program.
We're talking about energyup.org. You could visit that site right now and find out about this amazing program. So now you're in 3 schools, correct?
We're in 3 schools, and we are launching in January also our online energyup.org so that the kids, you know, can other children and people can follow us online. And, Max, really, you've been a part of this with us for the last 3 years, and, you know, I look at you as, you know, a kindred spirit in Energy Up. And
tomorrow is something very exciting happening for Energy Up, Voltage Approved. What's going to happen tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow, one of our biggest wish lists is to get into the cafeterias, and starting tomorrow, we are working with Maven Brothers, that are the food caterers at Mother Cabrini High School, and we're going to really start working with them to have a voltage-approved meal each day for the girls to choose from, and then also just to start introducing the girls to a lot of local things from the farmer's market, and just start introducing them to a lot of the foods that we really believe in. So this is the first time that we've really been able to partner with a food concession person in a school, and the food is such a huge part of Energy Up. And, Max, as you know, we run our camps, and, you know, you're a big part of that also. And we actually have a program that works that has a medical study behind it. Columbia Presbyterian Hospital, it was called the Addiction Model. I mean, we have something that works. I'm very, very proud of it. Proud of all of the people that helped me do this. I certainly don't do it alone, and you're a big part of it. And, you know, we have a lot to be thankful for going into this new year.
Absolutely. And if anyone wants to read your story, you also published a book in 2003 called Energy Up, High Voltage. It's still available on Amazon.com. It's a big seller. So if you wanted to find out more about Voltage's story from, I want to say rags to rhinestones, if that's okay with you, and some aerobics in between. You can find out about that. And also now, Voltage, tell me, I know the Energy Up program, because some people aren't familiar with it, has 5 very important principles that you call the VIPs. Let our listeners know what those are.
Those 5 VIPs are the key components to real transformation and empowerment. And in no particular order, because they're in a 5-pointed star, so they really star principles. And it does; they're all equally important. So work out, you know, move your body, do something physical each day. It can be music, it can be walking, whatever you love to do, do it. Eating voltage approved, which means eating as close to nature as possible. Staying away to the best of your ability from processed food, sugary food, salty foods, and, you know, try to eat things that actually look like food. So eating voltage approved. Affirmations. Affirmations are a huge part of Energy Up. Words are power. Your brain is like a computer. Whatever you feed it is what it becomes. You wake up in the morning, "I'm sleepy, I'm grouchy," that will be your day. You wake up, "I'm happy, I'm healthy, I'm energized, I'm the best, I deserve the best." That will come into your life. Gratitude, attitude, and kindness. We kind of put all of those as kind of a spiritual base, Max. And again, it's helping others, being kind to others. We have the girls fill out gratitude booklets where they'll tell us each week somebody they've forgiven or something that they're grateful for. They'll keep their food diary. And the fifth one, and again, in no particular order, hydration. Half the time when you think you're sleepy, tired, depressed, a lot of issues is dehydration. And put those sodas down, put that fruit juice down. You must get into the habit of drinking water. And again, with Energy Up, we have a lot of tips and ideas of how to do that, because if it's not something you're accustomed to do it, you need to get into it. But I promise you, and women, water, if you are dehydrated and using salty foods, your cellulite will be worse. So I'm not even going to the fact of, you know, hypertension and so many different diseases. But salt is just, once you lose that taste, it will be gone. So you really need hydration. So it's work your body.
You're not the only one believing on the processed foods, because you told me just the other day about what's going on at Weight Watchers. They've revamped their whole program.
Well, it's so exciting, because when a company like Weight Watchers also is doing things with their point system to encourage more fruits and vegetables, and to really, they're actually saying stay away from such processed food. And what was astounding to me, because to me that was so exciting, so many people were so upset because they liked it the old way. And they're like, we like eating processed food. We don't want to eat fruits. We don't want to eat vegetables. That is such an old way of looking at things, and I promise you, it is more fun to eat the energy up away. It is more fun and more tasty and just more exciting and glamorous and sexy to work on changing your taste buds. I want you to eat what you want, but open your mind and open your spirit to only wanting things that really make you empowered. That is the key.
And this program, wait, I have to testify. This program, if you fail, you provide a very safe place to come back and try again. I mean, I've never completely done the addiction model, but I've used a lot of the tools and techniques, and obviously having you available to me has been amazing. And I think I'm living proof, because I'm ready to wear my Speedo on the cover of the energyup.org website for you. I don't want to scare the girls, but definitely, my body's in a lot better shape. I have a lot more energy.
Yes.
As you say, my energy's up, my weight's down in a good way, and it's because of what Voltage is saying. So I do want to tell people, because sometimes I know when we first approach people with this concept, it seems like a lot, very extreme to them. But truthfully, I've been able to do it gradually with your support and encouragement and those affirmations, as well as the girls in the Energy Up program, and have continued to just seeing my energy and just my health just get so much better thanks to you. So I really appreciate everything you're doing.
Well, Max, right, as I said right back at you, and it's not a scary thing. Once you start doing it, because that's why the mindset's so important. You've got to make it fun, and you've got to make it exciting. This is not dreary. This is not something, oh, my God, I have to do this. You know, how am I going to give up, you know, the Cocoa Pops or cakes or whatever. I want you to give up the cellulite. I want you to give up being miserable. I want you to, you know, give up being, you know, type 2 diabetes, which should not even exist because it's lifestyle driven. When I see people in pain and hurting and achy, I just want to cry, because I know it doesn't have to be that way. And it doesn't have to be that way when I know what it feels like to be sick and out of control, and I know what it feels like to be empowered and happy, and I want that for everyone. And
all right,
everybody
well, we've got one more
it.
Minute. I want to touch on plastic surgery. Have you had plastic surgery, or have you not had plastic surgery, Voltage?
I've had plastic surgery quite a few times. My face twice, my breast, yes. No liposuction, but ladies, look, if it starts to move, put it back. It's no big deal, you know. And you do it for yourself. I'm not doing it for anybody else. And I'm not doing it to look younger so I can lie about my age. I'm proud of my age. You know, I have a bad habit of lying, making myself older. I think I'm proud. I connect wisdom with age. I connect, you know, being better and stronger with being older. So, but when it's that, you know, there's certain things, like with paparazzi, I was seeing like shots. I look like a Shar-Pei, for God's sakes. I'm like, this has got to go. The Shar-Pei look is not cool.
But I'm so glad you joined you. This is one of my, she's truly an inspiration. Thank you so much for being a part of the program tonight. Please join me next week on Tuesday night for another broadcast of Diva Talk Radio featuring the Charlie's Angels of Diabetes Outreach. Our real-life diva from New Orleans, Catherine, Mama Rose Marie, Stan the Announcer Man, Yagu from Yagalicious, and Yuri Man from Sugar Crush. And I'd like to thank Crystal Light, Dr. Scholl's Underology, and Diabetes Self-Management for supporting the Diva-Betic community. Remember, every diva has an entourage, and I'm so glad to be part of yours. Let's stay healthy together.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Honey, love has come and gone, and we are moving on. Are you ready to dance with us, baby?